This is Morning Edition on NHPR. 2016 is a big year politically for New Hampshire, and excepting the presidential contest, no election will get as much scrutiny as the U.S. Senate race between Republican incumbent Kelly Ayotte and Democratic challenger Maggie Hassan. Ayotte has a primary to get through, but her likely general election battle with the governor is already underway. Joining me now to discuss it is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, by all accounts, this race is consequential. It's among a handful that could decide the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan, both well-known, well-liked by voters here, and seen as rising figures in their parties nationally. Is it fair to say both embody their party's mainstream?
I think so. As a former attorney general, law and order was a big part of Kelly Ayotte's pitch when she first ran for Senate back in 2010 during her five-plus years in D.C. Ayotte's built a reputation for being serious and hawkish on national security matters, and she also cuts a fairly conservative figure on social issues. Her first national political exposure came back in 2005 when she argued New Hampshire since repealed parental notification law before the U.S. Supreme Court, and Ayotte's been popular with national anti-abortion groups ever since. Her supporters in New Hampshire tend to talk up her record on fiscal issues, but some in her party do complain she hasn't lived up to past promises, which is one reason Ayotte faces a primary challenge from Jim Rubens. You know, we'll see where that goes, but it looks more like an irritant than any real threat at this point.
Okay. Now, Governor Hassan, meanwhile, faces no explicit challenge from within her own party.
No, and no implicit one either. Maggie Hassan's political challenges, with the exception of a primary when she ran for governor her first time in 2012 and her failure to get her own party to back her push for casinos during her first term, have always pretty much come from Republicans. And, you know, absent cooperation with some Republicans, Governor Hassan never would have been able to enact and extend Medicaid expansion, which is probably her biggest policy accomplishment during her 4 years in the corner office.
Republicans have said that Governor Hassan's accomplishments, at least the fiscal ones, think state budgets and a growing rainy day fund are theirs more than hers.
Well, they have, and she has, and will point to things like Medicaid and the state budget as products of collaboration. And while the collaboration was of necessity, given the partisan makeup of Concord, it is also a fact. And a few voters, particularly ones who aren't ranked partisans, are likely to dwell much on small details on this front that her campaign or Republicans might choose to stress. And one thing we have heard from Hassan repeatedly is the argument that in New Hampshire we may have differences, but we come together and get things done, unlike Washington. You know, that's not a new contention. I mean, John Lynch used to say that in pretty much every State of the State speech, but it's a tough point for any U.S. senator, regardless of whether they've done some work across the aisle, as Kelly Ayotte has, to rebut at this point.
Okay, Josh. So for Kelly Ayotte, Washington itself is actually the problem, right?
Well, Maggie Hassan's campaign and her allies clearly think so. And when interest groups like the Senate Democratic PAC affiliated with Harry Reid or Planned Parenthood's political arm has run ads going after Kelly Ayotte, her campaign's comeback has been, quote, more attacks from Governor Hassan's Washington allies. Mm-hmm. So on that much, there does seem to be agreement that being affiliated with Washington isn't a plus.
Okay, mentioning ads there, this race is expected to be an expensive one. Both candidates will be well-funded and money will be flowing from outside groups. So what are the issues that we'll see highlighted in those ads?
Well, what we've seen most recently are ads going after Kelly Ayotte on abortion and on her opposition to holding hearings on Merrick Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court. This last bit cast as obstructionism. Republican groups have meanwhile targeted Hassan on spending. National security is also seen as a place where the governor may be vulnerable. Kelly Ayotte used her first ad of the campaign, a radio spot last year, to Nick Hassan on a comment she made in the wake of the Paris bombings. Kelly Ayotte's campaign and her political allies have tried to make the president's desire to close Guantanamo Bay prison an issue. Hassan and her allies, meanwhile, see Ayotte's environmental record as a weakness, so expect that to get a real vetting. How both candidates sell themselves as the better champion of policies related to the opioid crisis is another thing to watch for. You know, boiling that issue into a partisan message is less charted territory, but generally, much of what we'll see in the messaging could be applied in any swing state Senate race. In 2016, we saw similar nationalization of message a good deal in the Gene Shaheen, Scott Brown Senate race 2 years ago. Total spending in that contest topped $55 million, and this race is expected to top that number.
That's an incredible figure. It's obviously a presidential year. How much of a role could that play, Josh?
Well, that's one thing that could really affect this race. Another is obviously world events, and who knows what could happen there. As far as it being a presidential year, though, history suggests that presidential election years boost turnout, and higher turnout tends to help Democrats in New Hampshire. Assuming Hillary Clinton is on the ticket, Democrats believe it will leverage women voters, although that didn't go quite according to Clinton's plan during the New Hampshire primary. But a general election is a different animal, and if Donald Trump's a GOP nominee, who can say with any confidence exactly what that'll bring? Maybe a slightly different electorate. Governor Haston, is a big Hillary Clinton backer. While Ayotte has kept her distance from Donald Trump, Ayotte has said she'll support the GOP nominee, including Donald Trump, and basically leaves it at that. Recall 4 years ago, all the campaigning Kellyanne did with then-nominee Mitt Romney. Her own election is obviously going to be her sole focus this time.
Okay. Thanks for the analysis, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
NHPR's Josh Rogers.